Lecture topic, perfecting one's iman.
This is one few words of the iman. Iman ke andar ek dawa hai. Iman is a claim. In other words, when you say you got iman, it's very easy to say I got iman, but there's a claim that you made now. When you made a claim that you got iman, now they will show the proof now. They say, Shahadat Islamiyat. In other words, the proof is Islam of India. Islam. Iman is something which is hidden in you. And no one knows about it except Allah. Now that iman has to be exposed. Now the only way it can be exposed is that you have to show it with some actions. If a person says he's got iman, but he has no proof in whatever he says, you know, his life is completely contrary to Islam, then the judge of that time will say he's got no iman. But in eyes of Allah, whatever it is. So this claim that he's making that time about iman, the proof is this one that you have to have Islam. Islam is what? The few things that you have, salah, hajj, fasting. But Hazrat says that these things are there, but then you have to have it in perfection. The word perfection is very important. You can have iman, but if you want the iman to increase, to go more higher and higher, it doesn't stay one place iman. The only way it can increase is when you perfect your Islam. If you don't perfect your Islam, your iman will not increase and decrease too. For example, namaz, salah is very important, but it has to perfect yourself with Islam. Man, when he makes salah every day, does not mean that he has perfected his salah. You have to know this one, that every day you must try to make sure that your namaz is more, your salah is perfected every moment with you. Now when you make his salah, how you should go down, ruku, sajda, everything, what is called, one is called zahir. The outward of iman, salah. Because the outward of salah is you do everything, ruku, sajda, how you're supposed to be done. Thoughts coming while in salah is not important, but do not put your mind to those thoughts. All kind of thoughts will come into your mind, will always happen. You see, our mind is like a street, you know. When you walk in the street, you find a drunkard there too, you find a good man there too, the dirty place, the clean place, everything too. So likewise, when this is the thing that your mind will always go with all kind of thoughts, but you do not put your mind to those thoughts. How it can even go away himself? When you read namaz, now you do not bring a thought into your mind. It came on its own. Now when it came on its own, what are you supposed to do? Interfere with it. Now when you interfere with the thing, then now you're causing harm to yourself. The moment it comes, you do your work. How it came, it will go away. But the moment those thoughts come into, no matter what thoughts come, the moment you put your thought towards it, now you're accommodating those thoughts. So what you have done, you have caused harm to your salah. You cause harm. It came on its own, let it come. You do your work, I just carry on doing my namaz, Allah Akbar, who says that, everything, how you're supposed to do it. Everything properly. So that is what now salah, how you're supposed to perform. But the inward salah is also important, which is called khushu and khuzu. The Quran it is khushu and khuzu. Khushu one is outside. This is what I said, like ruku, sajda, everything. Khudu is your heart must be also very clean. Your heart must be clean. And you must have only one thing I'm doing for Allah, Allah's sake, and no one has no shirk in that. See, one thing you must remember, everything that you must do, it, you must do with perfection. When you start your namaz, I'm doing namaz for Allah. Now thereafter, your heart will just for him and no one else. There must be no other reason that you're performing salah. If you have any other reason, then that namaz not perfect at all. It must be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outward namaz is like this, what you do, what I've said. Inward namaz is internally this part that your heart is free, you have no kind of malice for anyone. You don't know how kind of jealousy for anyone. You don't have any kind of pride in anyone. So these things will come and damage, contaminate your namaz in this sense that the perfection that was supposed to be there will not be there at all. So man has to how in this world, when he wants to perfect himself in any proof what profession he's doing, because he wants more money, he tries to perfect himself. So we want more money there. We want more money there. And that money is something else. We need that money so much. So why when you in this world you perfect yourself with any profession, then perfect yourself with this that we Allah want more and more, I want there to perfect your salah. And the only way you can do that is that every time you make a salah, you think, I did not perfect it. I did not. So the moment you feel that you're perfect by namaz, that means you are, there's a defect in you. Because no one can perfect the law of Allah. The only thing that he will do is he'll do his mercy, will forgive you. No one can put forward his action from Allah, Ya Allah, I did this for you. You will do that, say, Ya Allah, we did it for you, but in a heart of heart, you know how it was supposed to be not to according to that. So what happens to you? That you'll try to perfect it all the time. But the moment you think I perfected it, that means you've been in your own more bone than that. You know, after that's why, you know, when the great Buzungan Adin, when they do any action, they say, Ya Allah, mne kuch nahi kiya. I did not do anything. In other words, it's not according to your expectations. So every moment they are trying to perfect themselves. So likewise, when Mahazar said that to bring about this condition of being perfection, one's iman, is this that external intelligence, amale saliha, amale, the deed of good deeds, that you perfect it like what is namaz. Likewise, you perfect your fasting too. Fasting a person, you know, he can just keep away from eating and drinking the month of Ramadan. But what is perfection on fast? The way he keeps fast, that internally and externally, is of that kind that, you know, one side is completely safeguarding his eyes and tongue and everything. Another, his heart is also being purified. Outwardly, heart is purified. He's keeping himself in this. So this is what we call external, internal. That's the way that is supposed to be. What my husband is trying to tell us, that every moment, because then only you try to increase your iman. Your iman will increase in that manner. Otherwise, if you're not going to be perfecting your fast, everyone is keeping fast. But keep the fast how you're supposed to keep fast. Then it is something else. Then it is something. Likewise, Hajj also, people going for Hajj also. But the Hajj, how you're supposed to perform, if you really know how you're supposed to perform, then what you do, that every moment when you go to Makkah to Mukarramah doing everything, you'll be so scared. Because now you're only going, why are you going for Hajj? Hajj is not because of just going for Hajj to perform. The love of Allah must come into your heart. That you sacrifice your life, your wife, your possession, everything. And you came here to meet Allah Ta'ala in that condition. The love only for your love and that everything. So that love must become more stronger, everything. And there in Hajj you find that whatever you see there, it does not make sense to us. There Allah Ta'ala want to see that whether you accept it without questioning or you begin to ask questions. I'm not going to detail on that, just to tell you. Then you begin to think, why this, why that, nothing of that sort. When in South Africa, I remember in my time in the 1970s, some of the South Africans said to say, they didn't even go to Mina and Arafat too. They did not go to Arafat, merely because they're using their own descriptions. They didn't realize that they caused sin all the time. What the iman of Allah must protect us. So just to tell you, to bring perfection in one's life is important. Perfect yourself. So that is one way of perfection. That is one way that one has to be like going for Hajj, keeping fast, all those things do accordingly. Then that's only one branch of it. Now the mother branch is that your akhlaq. Your akhlaq is supposed to be also put in the same position too. A man can lead namaz, everything. You know, when you find many people, they give a lot of charity to the widows, all kind of charities, that's only one side. Another side, the haq of Allah, they don't do it. So they feel they're doing something, they do not know it has to be balanced. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad. So this is very, very important then. So now the akhlaq is so important that you don't know. Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must inform him what's the most thing, important thing a person must have in him. So Allah ta'ala said, Musa, I want that you must be most just. The person must be most just upon himself. Upon himself, being just. But that is not easy. If you really look at it, to bring upon yourself just, Allah ta'ala told Musa, I want you to bring upon just, that is for me, my eyes, that the best person. Now what do you think to bring just is easy? Now if you really look at it, to bring just in every way of life, it's not only easy. A man in his business, his worker did something against his own son, and you find that, you know, his son was wrong. Did you take the part of the worker or did you do this? Your own servant at home, she was right. But because of your son there, you took his part. Where's the just there? So every way you look at it, that just and Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam means that in every occasion, in every way, that's supposed to be just in you. That don't look at color and all the rest of it. The poor man, rich man, everything. Because if you look in the early days of Islam, one of the most important things in their life was just. Because they were just, that's why they were very, very successful in every way. As an example, you know, it's obvious this, but the judge of that time, they were so just they had in them, that there was no such thing as getting corruption of any kind. No corruption at all. There was peace of mind, peace of heart all the time. Today in our world, the reason for all the corruption is there's no just. If only you have just in us, you'll find whether in a non-Muslim country or Muslim country, if you have just in you, there'll be most peace all the time. So just I'll give an example. That in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, that you know, he was a Khalifa. And it so happened a Jew, he committed a case against him regarding one armor. And he said that it belongs to me. Because Ali radiallahu anhu told, no, it does not belong to him, it belongs to me. So the judge did not think to himself, the Khalifa to Mu'mineen, let me take his part. First of all, there was no such thing as that. He summoned them. When he summoned them, nothing because he's a Khalifa, that let me make him sit on a chair. And the other person, because he's a poor man with a Yahudi, make him stand. There was so much of just that you must stand together. Together on the ground. And when you stand together, it did not disturb us, Ali radiallahu anhu. We get disturbed. Who, what he thinks is. But here he stands in front of the judge. And the judge told him, now you bring your proof. So he had a proof of his son and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he had his servant. So the judge of that time said, I don't accept that the slave, you must get another witness. He could not get any witness. So he lost the case. When he lost the case, yet he knew it was belonging to him. The Yahudi knew it belonging to him, but he insisted. So just imagine when he said that to him, that immediately that Yahudi said, if this is Islam, there's no different poor and rich, everyone equal, then why should not accept Islam? And immediately accept Islam. So just immediately accept Islam, and he said the Shahada. And the moment he said Shahada, straight away Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, now this thing belongs to you. Just imagine the equality of men at that time. Why they were so successful? Why were they, every way they conquered the world? They conquered the world because they had justice in them. Justice is very important. When you have justice in your life, you and I can look at our justice we got today. You got two sons with you. You got another son. The other son did something wrong, but because this son is your favorite, you go against your own son. You didn't do justice on that. In your own homes, you don't do justice. You don't. For example, I give you, you get a visitor come to your house. He comes to the house and the son make a big mess there. Very big mess he makes. But because your friend, you say, no problem. But your own child will be in the house and make some same mess, you mess him up. So where's the justice? That's justice is how you do with that child, you do the same thing too. This is the quality of person's happiness. The quality. Look what the ustads of today. I was surprised when the Thani Rahmat ustad, a very great buzruk. When he met Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, he told him, maaf karna. I must have harmed you. I punished you. What do you think Manthani said at the time that I was laying? I thought you did so much favor for me. If for you today I'm in this position. So look at the justice there. So what I'm trying to say is we don't have justice. Because we got no justice in us, that is why we're going backwards. Throughout the whole world, in our own homes we got no justice. And in our own company that we're working on, that we got no justice to. Justice is very important. It's very important. To just tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, they said, oh Musa, my thing is you must have justice in you. If you have justice in you, then you have all the qualities. If you don't have justice in you, don't have justice. Look at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They were the king. When he accepted Islam, then he came to Makkah and he was making tawaf. So while he was making tawaf, it so happened that, you know, an old man next to him, by mistake, he tramped his lungi, you know, and the king got angry and slapped him. The moment he slapped him, it so happened that he knew that this is the time of Hazrat Umar. I must go, and they know this month, they will bring justice. And he went and complained to him. He said, told him that, you know, Umar, this is what happened. They called him up, he called the king, and told him, this is what is happening. Why did you do this? He says that, by mistake he did it. Why do you hit him? You have no right to hit him. He made a mistake, do not write it. He said, no, but you have to pay for him now. He said, look, I'm a king, he's an ordinary subject. Why must I pay for it? He said, no, Islam is no subject and you have to pay, that's all. No matter, justice to everyone. No black, no. The highest person, the lowest person. When it comes to this point, we do have to do what is right. So he said, well, give me time. I'll give you answer tomorrow. And he ran away from there. He accepted Islam, this king. He ran away from there. Does he imagine he ran away? Now, when he ran away, he did not change Hazrat Umar. You see, just for the king's sake, I was worried because he had to ran away and left Islam. I will not change for that. I was dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for that man. He's being accepted Islam is his own benefit. You know, today when we see a person accept Islam, we put him up the sky. Why? Respect him. Respect him, but don't put him too high because he did it for his own benefit, not for another. We think he did for another. He did it to his own benefit. We did not make him rich. Allah gave him his diet. But if you put him very high, then there's no one like him at all. So everything, we do not know how to run the thing. That's why, you know, Hazrat Khanwil Rahmatullah, when someone comes to him and they accept Islam, he should not make anyone Islam, say, go to another person. Because then that this man says, I became Muslim by Hazrat Khanwil Rahmatullah. So, you know, they are very careful of that. They don't want all those things. So just to tell you that is what it is. So what happened? That king ran away. So when the king ran away, when he heard about it, he said nothing. However, it so happened after some time, and he became a Jew again. And he became back to the people, got very happy in his country, wherever he went to, and they had people. One day, the one Sahabi was going that place. The Sahabi went past that place, so he stopped it. So the king told him, you know what, I also accept Islam. He said, Islam. But this one incident took place, and I left the fold of Islam. But from that time to now, I'm regretting so much. You know, when you get the taste of Iman, true taste of Iman, Allahumma Iman, Amin. Allah must keep our Iman. You know what Iman is? Iman is a great gift. Iman is so great. You don't know how great it is. We have to look up our Iman. We have to protect our Iman. We must not say anything against our words and our Iman goes away. You know, the Prophet said, a person wakes up in the morning with Iman, and in the course of the day, he utters certain things, Iman is gone. And in sleep with that Iman, and the course of night, he utters certain things, Iman. You don't know what things, we have to be very careful what we say, what we do. So it so happened that, you know, he said, you know, I want Iman. He said, if only now I can get back to Iman, if that king said. So he said, okay, you can tell us, Umar, if he allows me to get married to his daughter, the first thing, if Umar give me a daughter, I'll leave, I'll come back to Iman. So then Sahabi goes, what is it? He said, if I tell, okay, and they say, no, what happens? So it so happened, he said, I'll ask and come back. So he went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu and told him that this is what happened. That he said, accept Islam on your one condition, get married to your daughter. He said, what you came? He said, straight away you must get married. See how they were. They're not concerned of how rich that man is, how poor that man is. Islam. They accept Islam. Tell him he must come straight away, he can get him married. So this Sahabi was so happy. And he said, now let me go and tell him. Why he's going there? He just entered that place, the king passed away. So this Iman without Iman. That Iman. Iman is both for the Jesus. You know, Iman is a very great thing. A person, and Allah Ta'ala brought in front of him and told him, you got no good action, you got no, all your actions are not good at all. You have to be thrown to Jahannam. No, and he knew there was nothing about by him. Yes, he meant about nothing by him. Then Allah Ta'ala told him a paper. La ilaha illallah. He said, do this barakat of this paper, I'm forgiving you. What Allah cannot do? This Iman is great. Look after it. Take care of it. And so what the question here, what the majlis is all about? Bring about perfection. It's just your akhlaq, improve on your akhlaq. Improve on your akhlaq, everything. What the meaning of improve? If you want your Iman to improve, because it will increase, do not get angry. I'm telling you, do not get angry. That's the biggest thing. The Sahabi was told, La tazdab, Rasulullah, do not get angry. Just did one thing. Today, everyone gets angry. Go and see the houses on fire because of anger. Because of that. Go and see the place, other place, business place too. Because of anger. Everything is in what? The Iman is going weaker, not stronger. If you want to perfect your Iman, you have to perfect your akhlaq. Do not hurt people's heart. Do not hurt everyone. You're hurting others, Allah Ta'ala will hurt you too. That's why they say, you know, whatever you do, you know, Nabi Kareem say this, but if you are Umar radiallahu someone say, that person who showed me my fault, I get very happy. He said, do not open anyone's faults, and Allah tomorrow open your faults. So our Islam is this, to become just. If you are just, you have all the good qualities in you, and do not get angry. Good akhlaq, and always keep your heart clean as possible. This clean as possible is very important. Our heart, you see a person straight away, when you see it today, now when the person comes, that's why they say, you know, a very nice thing he said, when you go to the, when don't, the person who you might be hating, you may be the friend of Allah. The person who you are hating, the friend of Allah. There was a buzuk, you know. Now in that his buzuk, his murid, you know, he did not like the other buzuk because that buzuk did not like this buzuk, Jishya. So Nabi Karim Sallam came a dream of that person to him. Why are you hating him? He said, because of his, but he is my friend. If he's my friend, he must be your friend too. So just imagine who you may be hating is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do keep your heart clean with everyone. Keep your heart clean with everyone. Do my heart only clean with everyone. There must be no such thing as you must have one enemy to. Nabi Kareem Sam did not have one enemy to. So if we want to become close to him, if we want to think on the Qiyamah with him everywhere, then we must bring the same qualities. So actually the majlis is all about is bring out perfection in all your actions. Internally, externally. Allah Ta'ala makin tawfiq asal wa ta'ala alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Allahumma inna na dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa atina khairal dunya wa al-akhirah. Allahumma nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal na'am. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واجعلنا اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر للذين سبقونا معك ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا الفوز بالجنة والنجاة فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ملحقا بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.